Episode
10. We are the Banton Biggies and this is our podcast. Banton is a small village in North Lanarkshire in Scotland. The Biggies are primary 5, 6 and 7 in Banton Primary School.
Each episode we present some of our learning and activities from our school and class. We'll also tell you about our interests.
So sit back and relax and enjoy our stories.
One of the things we've been doing in Banton this session is People Voice. This is where we mix into groups for all classes and help organise activity around four themes.
We will now hear from these groups.
We are the digital team. The digital team is one of the four People Voice groups. Our goal is to help the school's pupils understand technology. We help them understand how to treat and use technology safely.
We have done two assemblies. One of them is learning about how to use different pieces of technology and the other is about how to be safe on your devices and how to treat your devices. We'll give more information about them now.
In the first assembly, we split into three groups. It was about learning how to use different pieces of technology. We had BeeBots, Spheros and Cubos. BeeBots are small bots that look like bees. They have wheels. You program them to move to different places. You can program them by pressing 6 buttons to move the BeeBot. 4 of the buttons is to make it move in 4 cardinal directions. When you press the star button on the BeeBot, the last button really resets the program. It moves in order that you press them in.
A Cubo is a bot that has a head and a cube body. The head can detach from the body when you put the Cubo away. The head looks like a wee bit like a short head. The Cubo has 2 wheels on its body so it can drive. You program the Cubo by joining blocks in a straight line, and at the front and back you place a square that tells the Cubo to stop or start scanning the code line. There's a square to tell the Cubo to do what the code lines have said. You have a board to execute the code line on, and your goal is to program a line of code that gets the Cubo from A to B.
A Sphero is a ball that is see-through that can roll about on itself. You can program it in several ways. We use draw mode, where it follows the path you have drawn. We had several challenges for the Spheros to go through. The people we had were in teams. Not many people did the proper thing, but it was fun in the end. At the start of it, we did a small demo of how to use it. We also helped some people along the way.
On the last assembly, our goal was to get a new lock screen on everybody's iPad. This lock screen is an update to the old lock screen. It reminds people how to treat your iPad and how to be safe on it.
We had a slideshow and keynote for the instructions how to download the new lock screen. The first one was just sending them the new lock screen and keynote. Just before that slide, we made sure they had turned on their iPad and taking a selfie.
All the way throughout the assembly, the whole digital team was helping everyone with the instructions. At the end, the results were amazing. A few people misbehaved a wee bit, but in the end, all the lock screens were updated and they learned a bit about how to be safe on your devices and how to treat devices. They also learned a bit about Keynote.
Hi, we are the Rights Respecting Group. We are called the Rights and Rights Respecters. We work on children's rights for rights respecting schools and make it visible for all.
We currently have a Bronze Award for Rights Respecting Schools, and are working towards silver and gold awards. We have done a lot of People Voice assemblies. In our most recent People Voice assembly, we did different stations based on our rights.
We did a sports station for Article 31, the right to play and rest. and a station for writing your name and decorating it, which is Article 7, the right to an identity.
Also, the assembly before, we did a scavenger hunt of our rights. So we put them up around the school in places we think we use them.
We have a display for our group with our rights, our weekly rights, some dinosaurs and our bronze award that we hopefully can turn into silver very soon.
We are a part of the Banton Active Sports team. We will be speaking about what we've done throughout the year. First, we will be talking about our time with the Cumbernauld Colts. They were good at teaching us football. We played this fun game. It was called the penguin game. The rules are, you have to walk around like a penguin with a ball at your feet, and when someone says penguin, you have to sit on your ball, and the last person to sit on their ball was out. Shortly after that, we done an actual football match. We got split up into two teams. The teams were bibs and non-bibs. The score was 2-1. Non-bibs won.
We will now be talking about our sports assemblies. We have done multiple, but we will talk about our latest one.
First, we recognised our Sports Star of the Month. We decided to choose Alicia Lehmann, a Swiss footballer.
Shortly after that, we recognised people's achievements by handing out certificates.
We then did a game of dodgeball. There were two teams, Team A and Team B.
Team B won.
Now we will be talking about Taekwondo with the XS Taekwondo team.
First, we took our shoes off.
Then we done a drill. The first drill we done was punching and kicking a pad.
Next, we walked on buckets and had to stay balanced and kick a pad.
Last, but certainly not least, the one and only sports day.
In the morning, we had a few races.
The races were running race, egg and spoon, the sack race, and the obstacle course race.
Shortly after that, we done potted sports.
We done a variety of different things, like basketball shoot, javelin, and more.
Cool hard run.
Thanks for listening to us.
Bye.
Bye.
Be talking to you about the green team. The green team is one of our people voice groups to help the earth be sustainable. Why do we have the green team?
We have the green team to teach the pupils in our school why it is important to help the earth instead of hurting it.
The pupils have learned a lot this year, and here's how we taught them. We had green team assemblies, litter picks. We also made mini posters. And we did way too much to talk about, or we'll be here for days.
The green team has helped the earth by litter picks, planting, and a lot more.
Last week was Climate Action Week.
Last week, we did some planting. We had a school walk with family members. We had recycling challenges, a full day without power, and we ended with a One Planet picnic.
On Monday, the biggies planted in our bee box and our plants in front of the school.
We went for a walk in the woods on Tuesday morning. We had a scavenger hunt and found leaves, flowers and more.
We had an assembly and we toys and boards in the trash that people brought in from their houses.
On Thursday, we had a no party where we didn't use our iPads. The lights were off for the whole day.
On Friday, we had to make bread for a picnic in the afternoon. We made some bread and put cheese, cream cheese, cucumber and bananas on them.
The other class made some smoothies when I was a smaller class. Got some strawberries and mandarins. A lot of people brought picnic blankets, but we still set up some for people who don't have picnic blankets.
People had a great time and everyone enjoyed our bread.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today. Hope you have a good day.
Scissor Action Monsters. Back in September, we made Scissor Action Monsters in the makerspace. We got 6 strips and used split pins to attach them in a zigzag. Then we drew and cut our outer monster heads and bottom jaws. We used tape to put the head together and then we colored in our monster heads. Action! We put our scissor monsters in action with iMovie. We got the green screen and we filmed our monsters and ourselves fighting the monster we made. It was very awesome.
I am Callum.
I am Noah.
And I am Jason.
We will be talking more about Clyde football.
On Thursday, 7th of November, we had football training with the people from Clyde football. We did it with Chris and Alan.
First, we did a warm-up called traffic lights. When Chris held up the green cone, we did a thing called penguin taps, when you dribble the ball with the inside of your feet.
When Chris held up the orange cone, we had to put one foot on the ball, then swap to the other foot. It was called toe taps. When he held up the red cone, we had to sit on our ball.
They split us into two teams, boys and girls. The first point was the boys, and then the girls got another point. The last point was given to the boys.
After the warm-up, we did Hungry Hungry Hippos. We were split into teams. My team was Noah, Juliet, and me.
We won the first and second games. It was a tie on the last one. We done rock, paper, scissors, and we lost on that game, but we still won 2 rounds.
In the actual football game, I was put on one of the two teams. My team was Juliet, Lexi, Noah and Tony.
5 people, including me, were on the red team. My team scored the first goal. The members of my team were Billy, me, Alexia, Xander, Chloe and Robert.
I scored the last goal on the last second, after Juliet passed to me. So both teams won.
Thank you for listening to us.
This year we have been doing baking on a Friday as part of our maths. We have been practicing our measuring and weighing skills. One group is baking while the other two groups are doing maths and going to the library. We usually had each group make the same thing, then we would move on to another thing. Some things we made were scones, cookies, chocolate chip muffins and blueberry muffins. We also have done baking for other things, like making bread for the fire, fair trade pancakes, and we're going to make some bread for sandwiches for our eco-friendly picnic. I really enjoyed baking because I think it's a really fun thing to do in maths and other stuff.
Talking about the Banton Beasties. The Banton Beasties is a site developed by the Banton Biggies. We made this website to learn about the creatures we have seen in Banton. We have multiple sections on the site. We have vertebrates and invertebrates. In those sections, we have subsections like insects and crustaceans. We have a lot of beasties on the site. This year, we had only two sessions to make them. The site is always a work in progress. We recently allowed everyone to look at the site. We only put beasties on that live in Banton. We make the website by using WordPress, which is used to make more than half of every website ever. WordPress is popular because of its ease to use and its more complex features. It's good to learn WordPress. One of the ones I made was a post about the green-veined white butterfly. I really used my ICT skills and WordPress skills in this one. It used a range of blocks, groups and borders to create a unique design. I think it turned out quite nicely. The site is for multiple things. It is for the Banton Biggies to learn how to use WordPress and about the different pieces of Banton. We have learned a lot of new skills from making this site. We had a nice time making the Banton Beasties site.
A couple months ago, an artist came called Ailey Madison, who was going to help us in a makerspace. She helped us make sketchbooks for our ideas. Some of our ideas were a shed, an owl, a forest, and more.
We had our second visit from Ellie Madison. People had a great start. We mostly worked by ourselves, but some people didn't. By the next few visits, our sculptures looked amazing, and we were nearly ready to do our exhibit for the school to see our work.
I'm sure everyone had a problem at some point, but we put on an amazing exhibit for the rest of the school at the end of the few weeks.
Not that long ago, we had one of our outdoor learning day. It wasn't the most recent. It consisted of two main events: drawing circles in the rain with chalk and making bread over a fire. When we're making circles in the rain, we use string and chalk, then eventually chalk on a stick. We were making accurate circles. People made loads of cool designs and they're all different in some way. The next event is cooking bread over fire on sticks. Before we could cook the bread over the fire, we needed to make bread, get the sticks and start the fire. This is how we did it. We cut long sticks of a willow tree first that we grew. Second, we made the dough to wrap around the sticks. Third, we stirred the fire to cook the bread. Next, we wrapped the dough around the sticks and headed to the fire. Then, we cooked the dough over the fire to make the dough into bread. Lastly, when we thought the dough had turned into the best bread it could, we took the stick with our bread on it and ate the bread of the stick. We had a very fun outdoor learning day on that day. Everyone had loads of fun and they also thought it was great.
Today I will be talking about another outdoor learning day, also our first one with Miss Baxter. In the morning, we looked around since it was Miss Baxter's first time. Then we built some sculpture art with sticks, leaves, rocks and more. Some of the sculptures we made were the acorn hat that was made of sticks and acorns, delicate work which we made out of leaves and sticks, engineering in action which we made of sticks, lollipop tree made from leaves and a stick, and moss mountain made from moss and sticks. Me and my friend Alexia were partners with each other. Luckily, we both have creative minds. We started off putting a bunch of twigs together, and then we added the big sticks. Then Alexia's strange but creative mind took over. She added hats to all the sticks. It was strange, but it was also cool because it was a cup of an acorn. After a little while, I asked Alexia about putting clear rocks in it, and she put it around the centre. We called these moon rocks. After that, Mr. Johnston sold us other people's ideas. After seeing Mr. Johnston's, we decided to do a leaf circle like him, and then we were finished for the day. This last year, a beekeeper called Mike came into our school and asked us if we could make pictures for our beehive. Everyone in the school made pictures. In the middle class, we had a vote because we only fit in our four pictures for their class.
When the hive was fully decorated, we put it in the far corner so the bees are far away from the school. Now the hive has been finished, Mike, the bee man, brought bees to populate the hive.
The hive is now populated every week on a Wednesday. The biggest class goes to check the bees. We only check on the bees if it's hot and not cloudy. We got some honey last June and then it was the summer holidays.
As the year went on and the bees were populating the hive, it was next year. At the moment, the bees are doing great and Mike is still coming in. We are still checking the bees every week and the school year is nearly over. Hopefully, we get lots of honey after the summer.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. You can hear all of our episodes at Bands and Biggies podcast site.
Bye for the Bands and Biggies.
A pretty decent kids production.